Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the government is to make €8.3 billion in additional funding available for use in Budget 2025, its last before the next general election. It means that total spending will rise by 6.9% in 2025, once again breaching the government's own national spending rules. We're joined now by Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers. And good afternoon, Minister, and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, sir.
Before we get to what was announced today, given your previous brief in the Department of Transport, I just want to ask you about that tragic death that we hear about now in Waterford today, and the fact that the number of deaths on Irish roads has reached 100 this year.
Yeah, my condolences to that woman who lost her life on our road today. And we've seen a very concerning trend that has persisted again this year. And we have, I'm conscious as well, when commenting on this, I don't want to speak about any particular case. I mean, we have, in a general sense, tried to respond back to this very worrying trend with important road traffic legislation progressed earlier on in the year that will, I think, bring about important reforms later on in the year with local authorities in the context of the fragmentation of speed limits that we have and bringing consistency to that. And we're also working with the Road Safety Authority on their structures and how we can support them for the future. And there's recommendations going to be brought to government on that in the coming weeks. And then in addition to that, it's working with An Garda Síochána on strengthening enforcement in the context of roads policing. And there's been significant work at the Road Safety Committee that I previously chaired and will now be chaired by Minister Lawless on advancing work on that. But look, my sympathies are with that woman who lost her life, and there's a significant work ongoing across agencies and government to try and bring about a reversal of this trend.
All right, well, we might move on then to what was announced today, €6.9 billion in extra public spending, around €1.4 billion in new tax measures. I'm sure you're well aware that in June, the Fiscal Advisory Council said that the current budgetary policy, which is estimated would see an increase in spending next year of 6.7%, it said that was not appropriate for the Irish economy. You've actually gone higher than that. You've gotten to 6.9%. I'm sure the Fiscal Advisory Council would say that's certainly not appropriate for the Irish economy.
So we've adjusted the spending rule that was previously set this year for a number of reasons, which I'll set out. First of all, we want to maintain and protect public services, and we've significantly invested in public services over the past 4 years. And as people will be aware, we've been in an inflationary environment for the past 2 years, and the cost of providing the existing levels of public services is significantly higher, and the cumulative impact of inflation has had an impact on our wider public spending. So that's why of the €6.9 billion, which you outlined, €3.7 billion of that is for existing levels of service. So the particularly in our health system, which has had ongoing pressures this year. So Minister Donoghue has concluded an agreement with Minister Donnelly for a 2-year framework on existing levels of service in our health system, €1.5 billion this year, €1.2 billion next year. And we want to make sure we support our health system and people who use it. Separate to that, we have the public pay deal of €1.2 billion, which has to be paid for next year, and all of the other expanded public services which we've seen around affordable childcare, supporting the full recruitment of more Gardaí, and indeed our education system. And then just complementing that, we've also expanded our investment in capital infrastructure, and obviously priority is a key of government is our housing system. So that's why we want to drive affordability and progress in housing supply, and why there's an additional €1.4 billion in capital investment next year. And that's the, I suppose, the backdrop to why we've had to adjust our spending rules for 2025.
Okay, well, we might get back to what IFAC has said in relation to this, the Fiscal Advisory Council, in just a minute. But some of the issues that you've raised there, when it comes to housing, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, in reaction to what was outlined today, said that the statement indicates the government will provide no additional public investment to deliver social and affordable housing in response, additional social and affordable housing in response to the Housing Commission's finding that we need those additional 250,000 houses. Is he right?
Well, we're providing, so as part of the €1.4 billion, which we've outlined around capital investment, Minister Donoghue will set that out with Minister O'Brien around what portion of that will go to housing, and a significant amount of it will. We'll be revising our housing targets in the next period under Minister O'Brien, and he's obviously concluding work on that and on the national planning framework. And we are clearly ambitious and focused on driving supply and housing when it comes to that being the number one issue in our economy.
Okay, but specifically what Piers Doherty is saying, is it the case that that $1.4 billion that you've said in capital spending, you're saying some of that will go to housing?
Absolutely.
My question is,
yes.
Will that be towards additional, other than what's already been outlined by the government, additional social and affordable housing that we know we need? Is there money in this?
Well, it will help drive
for that.
That will help drive additional supply in terms of social and affordable housing.
Over and above what the government has already outlined.
We've set our housing targets out. Minister O'Brien will set out what the trajectory is over the coming years, and that's a piece of work that'll be outlined in the autumn.
So this summer economic statement and the budget that you've set aside for housing doesn't account for higher targets than the government has already outlined.
Well, that's going to come later on this year, and that Minister O'Brien will set out the new housing targets and the pathway to reach them.
But you haven't budgeted for them, is what you're telling me. He'll set out the targets later this year, but you haven't set aside any money for them.
We've set aside an additional €1.4 billion for additional investment in capital infrastructure, including housing, and the government utilising some of the windfall taxes that we have from corporation tax to invest in housing will expand housing supply and output. Social and affordable housing is a clear part of our wider budgetary strategy, and that's why we're, by strong economic management, we've been able to put aside money to further invest in housing delivery, and that's part of the additional capital envelope. Yes.
You mentioned the €1.5 billion in funding for the health service this year, and government said today this was to account for the need for better quality healthcare and the complexity of providing health services. It's actually because you didn't budget enough in the first place, isn't it, last October, and everyone, including the government, knew it.
Well, there have been ongoing pressures in our health system, and particularly presentations in our acute hospital system, and there's been extensive engagement between Minister Donnelly and Minister Dunhu on the health budget for this year, and that's why a settlement has been reached with Bernard Gloucester and the HSC centrally involved. Health spending has significantly increased in the lifetime of this government, obviously through COVID and since, and we've seen the impact of that with reduced waiting lists across many areas and strong clinical response for people presenting. But a clear part of our wider health strategy has to be, in addition to obviously increased allocations, which we're doing for this year of €1.5 billion and €1.2 billion for next year, is strengthened financial controls and governance, so we see stronger outputs from our health system. And that's what we're working with the HSE on, is to ensure...
And that is an important conversation, absolutely, that the money that you give is spent in a way that is under control and that there's good governance. But is that not a conversation that should have been had last October, rather than getting halfway through the year and giving the money that everybody said you were going to have to give anyway last October? Because otherwise you leave the health service in a situation where they can't plan. They don't know what money they're going to get.
Well, look, there was obviously ongoing engagement last year, and a figure and a conclusion was reached at that point. But I think what's welcome now is that we have a good agreed settlement for this year. We've had ongoing pressures on health spending through this year. We've recognised that early on in the budgetary cycle. We've accepted and assessed what the cost of the existing level of service will be of €1.5 billion next year and €1.2 billion for the following year. And that allows for a clear framework for the HSE to operate within, to strengthen financial governance, to strengthen controls and improve productivity.
And are you confident that's the total overrun for health this year, the €1.5 billion that your additional funding that you're giving to health this year, that's the beginning and end of it, there won't be a further overrun?
So Minister Dunhu has received that commitment from both the HSE and Minister Donnelly that's what the cost of the existing level of service will be.
All right. In terms of what else we might expect, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, said at the National Economic Dialogue a few weeks ago that cost of living must once again, I'm quoting now, be a focus for Budget 2025, building on the cost of living measures in the previous 2 years. Now, of course, the cost of living measures in the previous 2 years were one-off measures. Will there be a one-off spending package to accompany this budget?
Well, we've obviously set out a package of €1.8 billion for new measures, permanent measures for next year, and that's going to require prioritisation for ministers across government, and a clear part of that will be a social protection package to support pensioners, the unemployed and people who cannot work. We'll assess that closer to budget day, but I think we are in a different inflationary context compared to where we were a year ago or 2 years ago, with inflation, the flash inflation of last month at 1.5%. We recognise as well, though, that there are many families that are struggling with cost of living in its current form, and we'll make decisions on that closer to budget time. But I think if a one-off package on cost of living is agreed, it'll be in a different context than what it was in previous years. And I think we're in a more regular budgetary environment, and we have to make sure the decisions we take today can be sustained for the long term. And that's why we've separately set aside, we'll have 10 billion euro in the Future Ireland Fund and in the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund this year, and 16 billion euro set aside next year cumulatively to make sure that we plan and protect the future.
To the overall package, which, as we say, is 6.9%. Now, the Fiscal Advisory Council has previously accused the government of financial gimmickry in how you're counting what you spend and what is core expenditure and what's real expenditure. And they say, for example, real spending increases last year or in budget 2024 were much higher than what the government actually admitted to. For example, the government wasn't counting expenditure on COVID as core health expenditure. They were counting it as temporary health expenditure. Are you doing that again this year?
That's all been put on our base. So we've obviously, within fiscal rules that are set out in a European context as well, we haven't distinguished between core and non-core for budget 2025. And we are in a different budgetary environment than we were during COVID and in previous years. And that's reflected in the document we published today.
So the COVID expenditure is now being taken in as core public expenditure?
The COVID expenditure, which is still conditioned, some of it's being spent on the migration response in the context of international protection or Ukraine, and some of it is being spent on, in terms of health spending. That's still being conditioned for specific spending lines, but it is in our core package now. It's not being distinguished as non-core expenditure.
All right. In terms of just a couple of specific measures, Fine Gael pushing hard for a cut to inheritance tax, Minister Neil Richmond writing in favour of that in the Irish Times. Are you in favour of that?
There'll be lots of speculation on what different people want across government and across society. I have a tax package of 1.4 billion euro. The priority within that is to make sure that the over 2 million people working and paying tax in our economy get some break with increased wages happening this year, and to make sure that their increased wages isn't levied with increased taxation. So that'll be the priority in the context of the tax package. And we'll calibrate wider decisions on taxation closer to budget day, but I'm not going to speculate on what the individual tax measures might be.
Finally, Minister, can I ask you, Fine Gael have expedited their plans on selection conventions. We hear Fianna Fáil are picking a lot of candidates for the general election this month. Already work has begun on parties' general election manifestos. We heard from yourself last week that you're moving the budget to early October. Is the government taking the public for fools, insisting there are no plans for an early general election?
No, the intention is to run the full term. We've heard that from the three party leaders and from all members across government. We want to deliver a budget and also a finance bill and a social welfare bill. We are 8 months out from a general election, and it's prudent for any party within government or within opposition to commence the selection convention process so candidates can engage and canvass their constituencies, as I know they'll do over the summer and beyond. And that would happen in the normal course of events prior to a general election.
So just out of interest, do you accept at this point, given what you've just said there and what we've heard from the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, etc., over the last couple of weeks, that it would really be almost impossible for the government to turn around now in November and say to the public, well, actually, we've changed our minds?
The intention
you couldn't
is,
do that.
The intention is to run the full term, and that's been the clear message publicly and privately from everyone within government.
All right, Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, thank you very much.